Brilliant. Okay. Well, hi everyone. It's nice to see you. This is my first FOSDEM, so I'm learning a few things. But everyone's been very friendly so far, so please don't change that. This talk represents a very similar talk that was given at JupyterCon. I don't know if anyone here has been to JupyterCon before, but if you were there and you saw that talk and you think it was better the first time round, I'm really sorry, don't tell me. So I have a few questions for the audience before we start, just for my benefit. Who has heard of a project called JupyterBook? Interesting. Okay, cool. Who's ever been interested in designing web apps? Okay, also cool. Who's a content author or a researcher or anyone who might think they could fall under that bracket? Okay, that's well done. That's exactly the split I was hoping for. Last question, who believes it was a really bad idea to wear a turtleneck before giving a FOSDEM talk in a room of this temperature? That would be me, but we're here now, so. Right, so hi, I'm Angus. I've been in open source in some lurking capacity for over 15 years. After finishing my physics PhD, I moved into software development full-time as a research software engineer, although at the time I didn't know that's what it was called. And I'm now an applications and infrastructure engineer at an organization called 2i2c. So I won't be speaking much about 2i2c today, but if you've heard of MyBinder or JupyterHub, 2i2c are a nonprofit that are heavily involved in these projects. And we, as part of our work with communities, we do a lot of upstream work. And our job is to provide the communities that we work with a digital home. So that's all I'm going to say about JupyterBook. Sorry, no, that's not all I'm going to say about JupyterBook, about 2i2c. Finally, because I use NixOS, I have to declare that publicly. They tell you that when you start using it. So there we go, which is why half of my demo is broke earlier.